Hey, hello, and welcome back. I am Debbie Peterson of Getting to Clarity, and thank you for joining me today for the Getting to Clarity show. We are talking about something that is widely overlooked as a resource, as a tool for getting ahead in your career, your leadership, especially as an emerging leader, and it's that of a lateral move. So, when can a lateral move be a successful strategy for emerging leaders? Well, stay tuned and find out.
Welcome to the Getting to Clarity podcast,
the place where busy leaders discover how to create more success in their leadership journey with less sacrifice in their life.
Here's your host, Debbie Peterson of Getting to Clarity.
So, growing your career isn't just about climbing the ladder. It's not just linear. Sometimes it's cyclical. So, sometimes the smartest step that you can take is to the side, not up. And this is what we call a lateral career move. It's when you switch to a job at the same level as your current one. And this could be within the same company or it could be at a different one. The idea here is to change roles without necessarily getting a promotion or a raise. Now, why would you want to consider a move like that? Well, there are some really good reasons. First, it can really shake things up if you're feeling bored or stuck in your current role. And maybe it's a chance for you to tackle new challenges, to learn different things. So, for instance, if you've been working in marketing and you move to a sales position, you get to talk directly with customers. This kind of experience is super helpful and can teach you a lot about what people want and need. It can also make you a better leader because you'll understand more about different parts of the business. But remember, it's important that side moves aren't the best choice for everyone. If you're hoping for a big jump in pay or want to be in charge right away, didn't intend to make that little rhyme, a lateral move might not give you that. So, if the new job doesn't help you move toward your long-term career goals, it might not be worth it. If you decide that a lateral move is right for you, here are some tips to make sure that it's a success for you. Talk about it. It's a good idea to have a chat with your current boss, maybe your family, the boss perhaps of the area that you want to move into. And explain why you are interested in making a move and how it fits with your overall career plans. Even a mentor, a dialogue around this, just to make sure that you're thinking about this in the right way. Find the people that you trust, because this can help make sure that your current boss, perhaps your future boss, and the people who are stakeholders in your leadership and life are all on the same page. Another tip, use your friends at work. If you know people who work in the department or the job that you're interested in, then talk to them. They can give you the inside scoop on what the job is really like and how you can succeed if this is a good thing for you in your career, your leadership. Learn new things. Anytime you start something new, there is a lot to learn. Look for ways to learn more about your new role. This could be through formal training or a job shadowing program, or just by asking lots of questions. Showing that you're eager to learn can help you do well in your new role. Keep doing well. Even though you're planning to move, it's important to keep doing your best in your current job. This shows that you're a dedicated person who cares about doing a good job no matter where you are. Next, think about it. After you've made the move, take some time to think about how things are going. Are you learning what you hope to? Is this move helping you get closer to your career goals? This can help you figure out what to do next. Making a lateral career move in your career can be a great way to learn more, to face new challenges, to become a better leader, because it is about getting a wide range of experiences that make you more flexible and more ready for whatever comes your way. For more tips on how to grow your career and lead with confidence to make a bigger impact, don't forget to check out www.debbiepetersonspeaks.com for more resources designed to help you do just that. Until the next time, here is wishing you all the clarity that you deserve so that you can make the impact that you desire. Take care and bye-bye for now.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Getting to Clarity podcast with Debbie Peterson.
If you enjoyed this show, please rate and recommend it on iTunes or wherever you enjoy your podcasts.
To learn more about how you can bring Debbie and her transformational clarity leadership strategies to your organization, visit DebbiePetersonSpeaks.com.